you're saying, when it's time to, you know, if you've been over visiting with friends or something and it's time to go, what do people say to each other?
So long.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Is there something else?
No. It varies from place to place. That's kind of why I was wondering. Just a couple, since we got a little bit of tape left, I wanted to ask you one or two other things. Tell me a little bit more about the dairy that your parents had here. Now, how old were you when they moved here?
Well, in 1942, I'd have been, would I have been 30 yet? No.
Okay. So you were already married?
I was already married and had a family.
23
yeah.
then, weren't you, honey?
I had a child and everything then.
Okay. So this was long after you. Now once you got married, where did you live?
Oh, mostly here in Buena Vista.
Okay. All right. And what did your first husband, what did he do?
Oh, he worked on the railroad quite
okay.
a bit, too.
He was a railroad.
And then worked for this ART company.
Okay. ART, what is it?
That was the part of the railroad that put up the ice. And
the American Refrigerator Transit.
I bet you. Okay.
We lived out there where they owned had the lake. And
okay, so y'all didn't live in town. Y'all lived way outside of town.
And then later years, he was a contractor, built houses.
I see. And then, so then once they bought the dairy here, y'all moved out here?
No, we've just had this property here.
I see.
Just the last 15 years.
Okay, since 75 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so y'all just moved out here after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where y'all lived out that way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me some about his work. Do you know much about his work with the railroad?
Just regular section hand.
Okay.
That's where they all started out for $1.25 a day. Isn't that something?
Well, you don't even make that an hour. You know, you make three times that an hour now, or much less a day. Was he gone a lot, or did
no? He worked out of town. We knew the. What do they call the guy that was the head of a section foreman?
Did Tell me some about the place where y'all lived it out there near the.
Well, it was called the old Stagecoach Ranch, and years ago it was a stagecoach, where the stagecoach ran from here to Leadville.
It was a stop, yeah.
Yeah, a stop. Mm-hmm.
It was a stop between Buena and Leadville. It was
well,
a place
no,
where
Buena wasn't even
here then.
No,
I got you. Okay.
And, it was a big cement building, or. It was a big place. It had about, 10 rooms in it, I guess.
Mm. Mm.
Stagecoach type thing.
Okay. That was the...
That was the place we lived in. The
place you lived in. Mm. Okay.
So I imagine it was probably built in about 1850, somewhere back
My
then.
My goodness. It was really old.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't originally a house, was it? It was a...
Well, it was what they would use to put the people up in at night. And
see. And this is where y'all live.
Uh-huh.
That is really interesting. Is it still there?
Yeah, but it's been converted into a real fancy house now.
I see.
Built around it. And it's owned by a private fishing club out of Colorado Springs now. They got quite a lake out there and some beautiful homes. You can't even drive in there unless you got a key. Yeah.
It's funny how things change. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure it is. You used to be able to go anywhere in this country. Nobody stopped you. Nobody cared. And now,
nobody locked doors.
Yeah. And now, boy, you can't go anywhere.
Can't go anywhere without a pass or a
permission.
Permission or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. I think it's getting that way all over the place.
It is.
It's.
Yep, it's terrible. Well, we talk about that we have seen the best life in the United States, as far as that goes.
The best years.